There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So if you're having trouble sort of finding a job, which is certainly not an uncommon phenomenon these days, figure out why. It never hurts to have somebody who turns you down that you think will be honest with you of why they're turning you down. That it's getting to be less and less a phenomenon, not because people aren't being turned down, but because it's hard to get a face-to-face interaction with people. That what used to have happen is an interview, and now a lot of it's done online, and you don't really get any personal interaction until you're fairly far into the process, which is too bad, especially for those who count desperately on charm. The other thing I will tell you is on a resume, I swear to you, in the days where I used to do a resume, which I haven't for a while, that I always put on archaeology digs and hot air ballooning, both of which I do and did, because it grabbed people's attention, and sometimes that would get you in just out of curiosity to see who you were. But different world. So there you go. 855-993-7569. As I said, I'm fascinated by the fact that today was the day in history that the Twitter was invented, and also that the Rosetta Stone was discovered. Now, it was discovered in 1799, but it was written, obviously, 1800 years before that. In fact, 1900 years before that. So, well, almost 2000 years before that. It was, 196, something like that. So, I guess, and social media in 196 in Egypt, social was you and your brother, right? If you were the pharaoh. Other people couldn't read, they couldn't write. What did they know? And now, everybody, I guess, Twitters, whether they can read or write or not. I question whether people can read and write. Have you ever looked at people's Twitters, including mine, that there's some where I tweeted before, you know, that I'd written something out and that Twitter, in its wisdom, had changed it, which is just really irritating. To something that made no sense. Oh, well. I know. You have to sort of, before you hit send, you have to sort of be willing to look at it like 14 times. Don't hit send too quickly. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I thought what we would look at a little bit today is something that I remember the first time doing when I was about, I don't know, 15 or 16 years old and got taken out for dinner for the first time. And as I said, in really fancy restaurants. I don't even know if they do this anymore because it's kind of sexist. Kind of cool, but kind of sexist, is they would have a man's menu and a woman's menu, and the man's menu had prices on it, and the women's did not. Wow. Have you ever been to a restaurant like that? Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they did it. I think the first place I went that actually happened was in Houston at Sunny Looks Sirloin House. And they had, I can't believe I can remember this, it was a steakhouse that had a knight, it was sirloin, like Sir Lancelot, and they had a guy on a horse. A horse in Houston isn't all that unusual, but in front of the restaurant, dressed in armor. And it was kind of the place that you went for graduation and for big deals. And my father came to town, and he took me and my then, who eventually became my husband, boyfriend out. And one of the things, I will not forget it for a bunch of years. First of all, because they had the woman's menu, and so there were no prices on it, which was a little scary because as a woman, one of the things that you learned was you always ordered chicken because it was always the cheapest thing on the menu. It used to be the cheapest thing on the menu, not so much anymore. And so you would sort of look you would look at the right-hand side and see what the prices were, and then you would sort of go backward of, okay, can I eat this? You know, tripe, I don't even know what tripe is. I'm not going to eat it. But so you ate a lot of chicken. And you just routinely ordered, and it, once you got a little more sophisticated, you didn't order the cheapest thing on the menu because the guy would sort of figure out that maybe he thought he was cheap or something, so you ordered the second cheapest thing on the menu. But at Sunny Look's Sirloin House in Houston, my father took myself and my soon-to-be boyfriend. I think we were obviously dating at that moment. And one of the things that we did as kids, we didn't go out for dinner very often because there were so many of us and there was basically no money, but we would go out on occasion, and just across the board, without exception, my parents, probably my father, would say it was somebody's birthday, because it, whether it was or not, because in those days, it was somebody's birthday, they gave you a free cake. And sometimes, the cakes were not huge, but the cakes were probably enough to satisfy sweet tooth, and that meant that my parents were not paying for dessert. I mean, as I said, if you grew up poor, these are kind of things that you're aware of. So I just assumed any time you went out for dinner that you always told somebody, that was, you always mentioned kind of quietly, although not necessarily all that quietly, because everybody was in on it, everybody at the table was, and the waiters probably were too, that it was somebody's birthday and they would send over a cake. Well, we did this at Sunny Looks, and they started saying, all the waiters saying happy birthday, and they come over with the cake and a sparkler on it. And my date is looking expectantly to see who's, you know, he's singing along and whose birthday it is. And they put the cake down in front of him. And he's sputtering, but it's not my birthday. And I'm saying, shh. And I, you know, that was probably we dated for another several years and then got married and were married for a couple of years. But if I'd paid attention to that one event, I probably would have understood that we came from completely different worlds. So that was Sunny Look's Sirloin House. But so they had a woman's menu. I think they did in Boston as well. I vaguely remember that the fancier restaurants had. And now they probably don't do it because it's considered discriminatory. And in fact, not only, except now what we're going to start doing, right? We used to, as women, we would look at the price. Now we're going to look at the calories. Because by the end of what, next year, not this coming year, unfortunately, it was supposed to be this year. And everybody, the restauranteurs got together and said, oh, no, no. Because it's going to change how people order, especially women. But you guys, I mean, Manny, if you had two dishes that, let's say you're pretty much a carnivore, right? So let's say two steaks and
well, since
one.
You put it like that.
You're wearing black ankle socks. What am I supposed to say? Come on, Manny, get with the program. All right, my little carnivore here. All right, it's black ankle socks. All right, so you must have nice legs if you're wearing shorts into work. All right, so. So if you had a choice between two steaks that cost the same, but one was 50% more calories than the other, would that have any bearing on your choice or not?
Actually, it probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were the same price and, you know.
And things like béarnaise sauce or how, you know, whether something is broiled or chicken fried steak, for example, which is actually breaded and fried.
Yeah.
So, but women, I think, uniformly would. And there are a couple of restaurants up here that already do that. And one of them is a Tex-Mex restaurant. And they had two chicken dishes that were essentially, I think one was a burrito and was a tostada or something. And there's 50% more calories in one. They were the same price. They're both chicken. And it was very helpful for me because I thought, I don't care which I have. And one is 50% more calories. So. All right, so when we'll start looking at what do you look for first in a menu and why?
Yep.
All right. So well, let's see. I've got what, about 30 seconds here?
Yeah, about 20 seconds actually.
20 seconds. So I'll shuck and jive rather than jamming an answer in here. When we come back, we'll do that. And if there's something else that you would like to chat with me about, folks. Do not just call up and say, listen, I want to give her a comment, but I don't want to stay on the air. Because Manny's got other stuff to do, and you don't want to be misquoted. If you've got a comment, you're welcome to do it. Just stay on the air for a minute. We'll get to you. Queen Mary was here last night with fireworks, celebrating something. Who knows what, but it was fun. and didn't cost any public money, Helen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about menus, and I guess when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about it on a dating situation. And I suppose that's another question, is do you behave differently with respect to the menu on a date than when you're by yourself? That's kind of a complicated question to ask, isn't it? Maybe. All right, so let's go with this one for right now. All right, so Manny, so do you look at price to determine what you want to eat or not?
I do look at price. Typically, if it's something I don't want to spend too much money on, I'm probably not going to order it. But, I mean, obviously when you go out to eat, I mean, you have to kind of be prepared to spend some money, you know, so. But I do
pick a restaurant. Yeah, I mean, so is there, so is price the first thing you look at or the second? Do you look at what the item is?
Yeah, it's usually the second thing I look at, the price. I mean,
and the first is what the item is?
Yeah. You know, it's like it'll say, oh, you know, 12-ounce sirloin steak with, you know, whatever type sauce on it. And then, you know, I'll say, oh, that's intriguing. And then I'll look at the price. And
$45, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then if it's $45, then it's maybe next time.
Okay. So, well, it's good to know that, you know, that guys do it too. You know, for some reason, I don't know why it's sort of a comfort, but it does, I mean, that guys do it as well. And these were the bad old days when guys basically had to, you know, the idea, my thing is always whoever asks pays, you know, because then you have some idea where you want to take somebody. If you want to take somebody to Mickey D's, then that's what you can pay for. If you want to take somebody to, you know, Le Cirque, you can do that as well. So, all right. So you look first at what the item is, but price is a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of do that too. And there are also people that I know are going to be offended if I, you know, and I also tend to share with people. Are you a sharer with meals, or do you want your own?
I'll share. I mean, if you know, and I guess for me, it kind of depends on how big the meal.
What they want.
Yeah.
Oh, how big, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, in some places you'll get, you know, you'll order something and it'll be terrific, but there's just so much of it, you know. And so if somebody says, well, hey, can I try some of that? And, you know, a lot of times it's like, yeah, sure. It's pretty good type of thing.
Yeah, I've gotten more and more in the habit of just because I think restaurants tend to have huge amounts of food. So
yeah.
Of getting one entree, one appetizer, and, you know, and a dessert sometimes. And then if you want more, you can always get more. And that works out fairly well. But part of the deal I have with people is that I usually invite them to the theater, and then they take me for dinner. So, you know, and I figure the theater is so expensive these days that no matter what I order, they're probably still ahead of the game. And I tend not to eat a huge amount of food, and I don't eat meat. So they, you know, it's one of those, it really is an issue, I think, left over from the days where that men paid. And I'm just as likely to buy dinner as they are, depending on what the circumstances are. All right, let's see what other people said.
We'll start with Tracy. She says, the sodas. I only drink Coca-Cola if they don't have that drink. I drink water.
Yeah, and the Pepsi Coke thing. I was just reading something that said if you order a Coke at a place that only serves Pepsi, they'll quite often bring you a Pepsi. If you order Pepsi at a place that only has Coke, they'll say, we only have Coke. I'm not sure that that's completely true, but and apparently at a lot of places you have to choose. It used to be you could get either, but apparently there are more and more that you have to choose one or the other. And yeah. They do a premium for it. You know, I don't like Pepsi. I try really hard not to drink sodas in general. Mm-hmm. And I can't drink caffeine. So and very few places carry caffeine-free Diet Coke. And I shouldn't be drinking anyway. I'm much better off with water. But I won't drink a Pepsi. And even if, you know, I think if I were dying of thirst, I wouldn't drink a Pepsi. Sorry, folks. And I know people said they can't tell the difference. I can tell the difference.
Yeah,
right, so
I can usually tell the difference, too, but I've never had a problem.
You don't care?
Yeah. It's like if I'm at a place and I'll say, you know, they'll say, well, what would you like to drink? And I'll say, well, I'll take a Sprite. And they'll say, Sierra Mist okay? I'll say, yeah. Just fine.
Yeah, well,
just fine.
Well, there's one that's actually really good that has no caffeine and no calories. And I can't remember what it is. It may be Sierra Mist Diet. But there's something that's, and I had it at a party once.
Well,
and it's hard to find, but it's really good.
And there's Sprite Zero too. I mean, Sprite Zero is basically Sprite with zero calories.
They're getting to be more and more. I know at some of the drugstores they have like bubbly water with a flavor in it, like lemonade or strawberry or something that has no calories.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we should all be. I mean, it's. That I'm not sure artificial sweeteners are very good for us to begin with.
Right.
And bubbles certainly are not very good for us, but at least we're hydrating more, I guess. All right, so she looks at the drink list first. Very interesting. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Luke actually has the same answer. He says drinks. Jenny says cheese and then wine.
Huh. Wow. I the drink thing would be surprising to me, except when I think about the last time I was out for dinner, the first thing they ask is, what can I bring you to drink? That's really the first thing they ask. Well, the restaurants tend to make most of their money on the bar, which most people know, right?
Yep.
So I guess that's where they start. But, for example, even with people who drink, which is basically not me, they wait. How can you determine what you want? I guess cocktails, but what kind of wine you want until you know what you're going to eat. But there are people who will drink red wine no matter what they eat, even with fish, and there are people who drink white wine with steak, so I suppose. But you're right. They do ask that first. Okay, fair enough. Cheese, then wine. Okay.
Matrella says the special of the day.
Good point. I love specials. I do. I think, you know, knowing what the specialité is. Although in some places, they have the old fashioned menu boards are back in a lot of places where instead of the menu, they actually have it written down on the board. My only problem, again, this gets back to the girl thing, with specials is quite often some places will tell you how much it costs, some places don't. And I've done something like, you know, sort of naively ordered a special that was like double what the price of anything else was. Anytime the word truffle. As mentioned, you are about to be nailed. So, all right, keep going.
Becky says prices if it's a new place.
Good point. And I think that's one of the reasons that people tend to go back to the same place over and over again is they not only know the staff, they know the menu and they know the price. They know the price points, even if they don't know if they have a special on it, it may be a little bit different, but they know more or less what they're going to pay, which I guess is why people, as I said, go back to the same place over and over again. I really love discovering someplace new, and I'm a great fan of wandering into a joint someplace, and that's kind of my favorite way of eating and walking, as long as it doesn't smell bad. And if it smells good, you're ahead of the game. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, John.
Yeah, a little bit of a problem here. Split up about 9 years ago.
Divorced?
Split. And then it took fairly bitter divorce, followed by, that took about four to five years. And then we've been divorced now for about half of the time, right? And the daughter, my daughter, stayed at home.
How old is your daughter?
She's 23.
So you were married if you'd been split for
nine years ago. So she was mid-teens.
How long were you married?
25 years.
It sounds like the divorce was your idea.
No, we went to counseling.
Are you suggesting it was a therapist's idea?
No. Well, we went to counseling, and basically the counseling didn't work.
Well, but that wasn't... John, whose idea was the divorce? Who was the motivator behind it?
Well, we went to the point where we just...
John, it sounds like you were. If you got a daughter who's mad at you, it's very likely that you're the one who initiated the divorce.
Okay, the counselor said, you guys are spinning your wheels, you're not getting anywhere.
Let me tell you.
And then afterwards, I went home and I said, do you want to continue to live this way? And she said, no. And I said, can you fix it? And she said, no. And I said, neither can I. So I guess we got nowhere to go. And she went
along. If it were up to her, would she still be married to you?
No.
And if it were up to you, you would still not be married to her?
Exactly.
And you don't view, does she view you as a motivator for the divorce?
Oh, everything's 100% my fault.
I'm not talking about fault, John.
Well, that's what she says.
Well, but I'm not she. I'm just trying to ascertain what's going on, and my guess is that everything is going to fall out from exactly this point. And you shucking and jiving on it, I mean, I get it, and I get that divorces, I mean, that unless both people are happy, a marriage isn't going to work. But it also sounds like she very likely would have hung in longer than you would have, and she perceives you, and your daughter perceives you as the instigator for the divorce.
I guess that's probably true, but that's not exactly the case, because when we went to counseling...
John, the counselor can't do anything but recommend. Be careful
okay, well,
about that. Because, all right, ask me your question.
Well, what the counselor recommends.
My guess, it doesn't make any difference. A counselor, if the counselor said, why don't you go to the top of the Empire State Building and flap your arms and see if you can fly, you're not going to do it. So my guess is it's all going to come back to this point fairly quickly. But for the moment, let's leave this, and you tell me where we're going on this.
Okay. So there's been very little contact. I send emails and asked in invitations to my daughter.
Have you remarried?
I have a girlfriend now.
Okay, but this was not a part. This person was not a part.
Neither of us had a sometimes partner at the.
Okay, how long have you been with a current woman?
6 years.
Well, considering you've been divorced for 4.5 or 5, I mean that is going to be viewed as an issue. Has your ex gotten with anybody?
Yes. Yeah, she's been with somebody for a few years as well.
But less than you've been.
Well, I don't know. She's had two, and I don't get any. From either my son or my daughter. Well, I don't hear from my daughter, but nobody tells me, so I don't know.
Okay, what's the question to me?
Recently, I received an email from my daughter. No dear dad, and no signature, just thanks. I'm looking at taking this particular course and that particular course. The first course is $3,500. The last course is something like double that. If you think you can help, let me know.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, ordinarily, yes, I'd like to help as your dad. However, there's been three instances of starting at college and then quitting shortly
okay,
after.
Okay, tell me what the question is here.
What do I support her? Do I?
Well, John, I think look, again, I think the answer is a little more complicated than those particular issues. I think number one. I think you need to establish a better relationship with your daughter. I mean, she's your kid. I don't know whether her reaching out to you is, believe it or not, an olive branch or just a more, I hate your guts, you owe me. And I think that matters somewhat to you. It doesn't matter 100% because kids this age tend to be a bit manipulative, as you may or may not remember. But let me say just a couple things to you. First of all, I think you're going to have to acknowledge, without the kind of shuck and jive that we spent a whole lot of time on together, that she, and with some reality, that you're not the bad guy here, but you were the instigator, that it wasn't a marriage that worked for either. But the idea that people simultaneously say, hey, let's let this go, is not really what happens. Somebody starts it. The fact that you got involved with somebody on a permanent basis before your ex did. And look, I'm a disinterested or maybe interested bystander. I have no interest in this whatsoever except to understand what's going on. And that kind of shock and jive that you did with me is going to be really damaging to your relationship with your daughter. It's okay to have been the instigator. You're now divorced. Do I think it was a good idea to get involved with somebody before you're finally divorced? No. I have no idea why it took as long as it did. That would certainly indicate to me that somebody wasn't really willing to be divorced. But that's then, and this is now. I'm just saying to you, I would say sort of as a friend, except that's not really my role here. I'm saying to you as a therapist, that if you're going to have that kind of argument with me about what ended the divorce, your daughter ain't going to go along with that because she's going to view it as dad's not taking responsibility. It's okay to say, yeah, you know what, I was the one, both of us are happier now. It's okay because otherwise she's going to feel like you're not being straight with her. And as you know, with anybody, but certainly with kids and certainly with our kids, that's the kiss of death. However, having said that, because I think it's going to come up again with her. That's certainly not where I'd start if I were you. The issue of the money. How often have you seen your kid? Do you see her face-to-face?
No, any invitations, just...
Okay, all right. How far away from you does she live?
She's local, and I'm local. Right here, not far.
So when's the last time you actually set eyeballs on one another?
A few years ago. She needed some money, and we met, and I helped her out. We had dinner, gave her some money because she ran her phone bill up.
Okay, I got it. I would, if I were in your shoes right now, my feelings would be hurt. That the only time I hear from my kid is when she wants money, and that would hurt my feelings. So I guess part of what I would say, I mean, she's not 12 years old anymore. She, you know, it may have been that she was 13, 14 when this all came down, and she may have viewed you because. And let me just give you kind of the lay of the land, which is why I'm so adamant about you taking a bit more responsibility, because I think in the long run it will really clear things up for you, or at least stabilize them. When you leave the family of a 14-year-old, 14-year-olds don't feel like you left mom; they feel that you left them. Okay, and that's why this is so important. So maybe the deal is to sit down with her and to be honest with her and say, you know what, we haven't had the world's easiest relationship, but I'd really like for us to be able to go forward and feel that we can actually talk with one another and, you know, deal with one another on something other than financial basis. So I would like to propose and then figure out what you want to do. For example, you could say, I would like to give you half the money now. And then the two of us meet on a weekly basis, and I will give you 10% of all the money I owe you every time I see you, which may seem a little bit like checkbook parenting, but I think it's better. If you give it all to her now, and then she kind of is a snot about it, what do you do? And it's going to make you feel that I'm reinforcing negative behavior, that all she has to do is get in touch with me, say she needs money, and then we're done. And I don't think that's going to feel very good to her or to you. The other possibility is saying to her, look, what would you do if you were in my shoes? And I guarantee you what she's going to say.
I don't know. Or forget about it.
But say, no, look, I'm interested in this. I want to give you the money. But I'd also like us to have a relationship that's based on something other than you need money and I give it to you. But I would certainly meet with her and talk with her and see how you begin to negotiate a relationship that's not based on I need money.
Every time that I've made that request, it's met with, like, no response.
Well, then don't give her the money.
Okay. Like, to me, it sounds like you're, in a way, you're buying the relationship, although I know that...
Well, you're bribing her. Bribing is just a fancy way of saying I'm trying to make someone understand why it's in their best interest to do it my way. But, I mean, what are your other options?
Oh, I don't...
Your other options are to give her the money, at which point you're a doormat, or to withhold the money, at which point you're a snot.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've got no options. So when you've got no options, what you try and do is negotiate for what you want, which is, I want to have a relationship with you. If money's the way that we negotiate it, look, I mean, I would like to think that everybody who comes to work for me because they adore me. They come to work for me, hopefully because they adore me. Hopefully they'll do a good job because they have a sense of that's the right thing to do. But I also pay them. I mean, and do we pay our kids? Yeah, to a certain extent we do. We feed the little buggers. We, you know, give them a room over their head. We buy iPods for them. And, I mean, is that partially taken care of? Yeah. But it's also partially, you know, look, this is how human beings respond. We respond to somebody doing what we want for us, and then we do what we want for them. And that's how human beings behave. I mean, you can see it in the animal kingdom. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You know, we are fairly basic creatures. We have this big fancy cortex, which gets us in, thank goodness for that, because otherwise I'd be out of work. We'd just sit around scratching each other's back. But, John, I think you have to let go of the self-righteousness. And I think you keep tripping over it.
No, I don't feel as if I'm being self-righteous. I'm happy to do whatever it takes. But all of the things, a lot of what you've said, I've already done.
How have you done it? How have you negotiated with your daughter that you give her part of the money as you go along, so the two of you have an ongoing relationship?
No, I haven't done that.
Well, that's the only thing I suggested.
This is a great idea. But the fact that, yes, I'd like to have a relationship with you, you said that many times.
John, you weren't listening, because I didn't say that. I said that won't work. I said, here's the deal, that, you know, that you have several options. You can say, give me part of the money now, and I'll give you part of it every time I see you. And you said, well, that's like buying parenting. I said, yeah, but it's effective. And it gets, and the idea is that you set up a pattern that says we have something to offer one another other than money. And money is just, it's like, you know, when I wanted my kid to not smoke. So give me $100 when you stop smoking for 3 months. And she said, how am I going to know? How was I going to monitor? I said, I'm not. It's just giving you an additional reason to do something that makes sense for you in the long run. That's all we're doing here.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to TryPlated.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Stern. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, yeah, she will be. I mean, we're talking about Broadway again, and there are some new plays that I've seen this week and a whole bunch coming up, and people keep saying, can you hardly wait for Hamilton? And I'm saying, well, I don't think it comes up till the end of the summer. I think it actually starts, well, actually the previews I think started this week, but doesn't open till next week. But I've seen it. I mean, till next month. I've seen it, and I loved it. I'm seeing Amazing Grace next week, seeing Hamilton, which, as I said, I've already seen, Spring Awakening I saw before, and that doesn't open until September. So we have basically the two plays that are going to open in the next couple of weeks are Amazing Grace, which I'm really looking forward to. Basically, I mean, especially having just heard it in the parade for the women's soccer players. they're saying, a tale of romance, rebellion, and redemption that follows one man's whose incredible journey ignited a historic wave of change. And I know a little bit about what happened, but I'll go see the play. Looking forward to it. And Hamilton, as I mentioned, I loved. It was down at the Public Theater. I think it's the future of Broadway. Believe it or not, it's a hip-hop musical about Alexander Hamilton and Raymond Burr. And that may not sound appealing, but it's wonderful. Okay, so there you go. All right, the two plays that I've seen this week are kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. They're both off-Broadway. I'll start with the one I saw first for no particular reason, at the Irish Rep, which is, I actually love all the people down there. I don't necessarily love all the plays, but I love all the, you know, I love the staff down there. And I went tearing in, and they actually held the curtain for me, which is a little embarrassing. This is called a Weir. And it's basically ghost stories. It starts with, I'm sure, a set that the Irish Rep has used a bunch of times because it's a bar in Ireland. And we have four guys, basically, and a woman. And one of the guys is Brendan, whose family owns the it's a family business, so he's the bartender. Then we have Jack, who is a bachelor as well, and he's obviously that the bar is kind of their version of Friends. Then we have Finbar, who is the guy who's made a huge amount of money and left, and he's bringing Valerie, a woman who just has come to town. And the guys, the Brendan and Jack are not very happy about this because they're both bachelors, and Finbar is married, so how come he's got this kind of hottie woman coming in? And then Jim, who's kind of almost an idiot savant. I mean, he says incredibly stupid things, but then he's the one that everybody goes to find out what horses to bet on. So you can see it's very steeped in kind of the ethos of the Irish countryside. It's set in 1997, and the acting is terrific. How much you're going to like this probably depends. As I said, the acting is wonderful. It turns out to be each of them tell kind of a ghost story, and then they realize that they're scaring the living daylights out of Valerie, who's living in the house that they're talking about, of having sort of ghosts. And they're not ghosts in the usual Casper sense, but they're unexplained kinds of intensities, all right? And then Valerie tells her own story. And the thing that was the most touching for me, again, the material I was a little iffy about, to be quite honest, but the acting is terrific. And the idea being, and I'd also seen, I think that night, I'd seen Mr. Holmes, which is the story of Sherlock Holmes in his dotage, when he was talking about trying to remember something that was really bedeviling him, literally. So they're very similar kinds of stories, if you think about it. And I think both of them had the same sensibility, is the dead are just on the other side of a wall. And so it was kind of the two together, and of course no one but me is going to see the two together, but the two together sort of resonated with me, the notion that are people really gone as long as you can remember them and as long as you talk about them? So it's kind of a very Irish evening, which I kind of liked. As I said, I thought the acting was terrific. The story, so-so. But, you know, what can I tell you? Ruthless is called the stage mother of all musicals. It's an off-Broadway production at St. Luke's Theater, which has got a warm place in my heart because I've been in a couple of productions at St. Luke's Theater, so that's kind of fun. Again, this is one of those experiences that make you understand how deep the talent pool is in New York. And this is an off-Broadway, kind of nutty, over-the-top, fun kind of musical that has a 9-year-old little girl who is a combination of the Bad Seed and All About Eve, who sings that she's born to entertain. She has a mother who plays the Donna Reed kind of character, and a mysterious figure that wants to be the little girl's agent. We have various other figures, and I mean everybody. It's over the top. It's silly. There's a woman who plays the grandmother who sounds just like Ethel Merman, and it turns out that she does a one-woman show called Remembering Ethel Merman. It's nutty. The little girl is actually got a huge amount of poise and stage presence. She's flat a lot in terms of her singing voice, but it's an incredibly talented cast, including a junior high school teacher who talks about that. Well, I guess it's third grade. She's teaching third grade I hate musicals. I mean, it's just, it's nutty fun, and everybody there just enjoyed it. And the cast is enormously talented. Everybody's got their tongue firmly in their cheek. And because it's off-Broadway, it's much more manageable. There are a number of kids there the night I saw it, just I suppose because one of the leading girls, she plays a 9-year-old. She's actually 10, but she pulls it off beautifully. You never for a moment assume that she's 10 years old. But it's really fun, and they give you, to make things even more fun, a glass of Prosecco before you start. Certainly the way to, if not to my heart, at least to my relaxed reviewing. So we've got two opposite ends of the spectrum. Both are off-Broadway. And the advantage about off or off-off-Broadway, it doesn't necessarily refer to the address, although sometimes it does, but how many people the theater holds and whether or not they can use live music or recorded music. But quite often the tickets are significantly less than Broadway, and you'll get some incredibly talented people. So the Weir is Ghost Stories, for those of you who love the Irish kind of legend. And Ruthless is for those of you who are convinced that everybody in show business is somewhat nutty and will do anything to get a part. And all you perspiring and aspiring child actors or stage moms. So you'll have fun at the theater. There are more reviews at drjoy.com. And somebody today actually asked me, do I have podcasts, which was kind of an interesting notion, since we do. And we get literally, you know, millions of podcast downloads every month. So if you haven't visited drjoy.com, you can do it for either movies, theater, DVDs, or just to get the podcast. Or you can also listen live. Alrighty, 855-99-DRJOY. It's just drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.